Go with me to Zechariah 4 real quick. Because in Zechariah 4, I just want to begin touching on something as I warm up to where I'm going. Hallelujah. There's something significant happened last Wednesday night for those who were not able to be here. But last Wednesday night, we had the service started like a normal service. But when worship, when a normal time for worship to end, worship didn't end and worship became extended. But the important part was there at a point where the Lord just came in and just sat down in here. And when he came in and sat down, everyone in the congregation responded. There was total quiet. A holy hush happened for at least 10 minutes, probably more like 15, maybe even 20. I don't know, because it just went on. I've experienced a lot of church services. I've only experienced a holy hush happening that was able to happen because the congregation participated at one other time. It's a remarkable thing when the body comes to the maturity where they see and understand God is among us, and this is time for me to just be still. Time for me to just absorb. Time for me to just see and move into what he's showing me. And that was a remarkable thing and a remarkable testimony, because it says something about where we are. He's marking a place for us in the Spirit. But in addition to that, when service officially ended and we dismissed people to go home, and for me, well, I don't know exactly what all happened down here, but I was upstairs because I was just, there's a new keyboard we set upstairs, and so I just went where I could just be by myself and just play this keyboard and just worship the Lord. And then I began to hear a sound that sounded like a bunch of Indians on a warpath jumping around. And I came down here, and then there's a full-blown celebration happening. LaRue's running around the whole sanctuary. Things are just exploding in the Spirit. And there was a celebration that began to happen spontaneously that went on for a good 45, 50 minutes. Just a spontaneous celebration of God that happened and began to flow. And prophetic worship was released. And God just began just releasing himself in a brand new way. I believe that's the praise that God was looking for. That's the thing that God was looking for. And I believe it was his stamp on this moment saying there's a new season. There's a new shift. There's something happening here in this congregation. There's something happening here at Father's House Church. There's something happening. Because why? Because the people have began to gather to me in an expectation of what I can do. An expectation for what he can do. Because see, we've had moments like that before, but it was moments where there was a conference and you have people coming from all over the United States to come here, and there's always an expectation and anticipation that happens in those moments. But this one was about this body. The expectation he's setting in our hearts. Hallelujah. So I just want to put that out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says this. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. In other words, the best of our ability to do something in the natural, the best of our ability to produce something in the flesh, will never produce what he can do out of the Spirit. He's beginning right there with a spirit of prophecy. He's speaking it forth, and he's saying, there's something coming, but it can only come by my Spirit. There's something coming, but it's not going to come out of your strength. It's not going to come out of your natural birthright. It's going to come out of the Spirit. And he gives us a clue how you can begin to invite it. He says here in verse 7, who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone, the capstone, the finishing stone, with shouts of grace, grace to it. Grace, grace to it. Grace, grace to it. Grace, grace to it. Come on, say it with me. Grace, grace to it. Grace, grace to it. Grace, grace to it. All right, I wanted to get that in your thoughts because, see, this grace is how we engage the Spirit. It's not of our own it's not of our own doing. It's by grace that it happens. But let me begin to say, tell you what this mountain is. See, because that mountain, see, translates as a mountain, but it also translates as your promotion. Grace, grace to it. It translates as your promotion. And when you overcome the mountain, when you step past the mountain, now you are in an accelerated, promoted place. So when we begin to shout grace, grace to the obstacle that's in front of us, to the mountain that we perceive, we are stepping into the place of promotion. He's beginning to release a promotion by the action of grace. Because see, grace is that which is the empowerment of God to fulfill His destiny. It's the empowerment of God to fulfill His call in your life. So many people want to use grace for something that's not, but it's the empowerment of God to draw you near. Hallelujah. Now, I've been talking about this prophecy, so I better get there before we get out of time. Glory to God. Go with me to Romans 8. You see, God is releasing. He's releasing a time of promotion. He's releasing a time of acceleration. He's releasing it, and it comes out of the Spirit of grace. It comes because out of Him, because He's releasing, and He has a Spirit of grace for us. And the Spirit of grace is what begins to obtain on our behalf, and we can begin to look and say, have an expectation, anticipation out of His place, out of His desire for us. I thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For those who are called according to His purpose. This is actually a prophecy. It's a prophecy for you. Because we don't see what He was showing there. But see, when He's saying all things work together for good, He's not talking about the flat tire that caused you to be 40 minutes late to where you were supposed to go. He's not talking about that. So many times we get it, somebody has some piece of hardship coming in their life, and somebody always says, well, God causes all things to work for the good. That's not what He's saying here. Romans 8 is all about the fulfillment of God over your life. Romans 8 is speaking, and He's releasing truth. He said basically that the Spirit of the law, the Spirit of life has set you free. He begins to say, the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. He begins to also detail how those who are being led by the Spirit are the sons of God. It's these things. And He speaks in verse 27 about the Holy Spirit coming to intercede in our life. It's these things that are working together to bring you into a new place. It's these things that are working together for the good of God in your life. Everything He's setting, see, up through Romans 7, everything was just setting a stage for Romans 8 to reveal the grace of God on your behalf. And the grace of God being revealed on your behalf was taking you somewhere. It was taking you into those last verses in Romans 8, verse 32, where He's beginning to, or 39 and 38 and 39, where He's beginning to speak and release that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But see, in these words here in verse 20, come on. Verse 28. In the verse 28, He said He hid a prophecy for us in the word purpose. He hid a prophecy for us in the word purpose. Because see, everything is according to God's purpose. That word purpose is the word 4286, I believe it is. And that word purpose means a setting forth. It means the showbread. The showbread. Do you know what the showbread was? The showbread was what God had set before him. He had Moses, he's commanded Moses to set 12 loaves in front of him and put it right there in the sanctuary, right there next to the Holy of Holies, where he could always look on it day by day, moment by moment, where he could always see and be known and be in presence with you. The showbread was a prophecy that he's going to come and he's going to have a habitation. He's going to have a presence, because see, it's called the bread of presence. That he's going to have a presence with you. That he was intending to come. He said in this showbread, he's intending to come. He's beginning to release a word of prophecy. I'm going to come and I'm going to be with you. 1,500 years for every day. And when we look in Hebrews 8, verse 5, we see that the showbread and the articles in the sanctuary and the articles in the Holy of Holies was all a copy of what had been already set out in the temple in heaven. Meaning that basically all that stuff was part of the pattern that God had already established. Meaning that God had already established before those 1,500 years before Jesus was born. Before that time, some point in the antiquity of time, he had set forth for himself a promise and a prophecy to meet and to greet and to be present with you. That's why when we gravitate to the spirit of prophecy, we're gravitating to his spirit. We're coming into a place of joining in the spirit with him. We're coming into a place of joining in the spirit of something he's anticipated since long before you were born, since long before Christ came, since long before, maybe even before, since the time began, he's had an anticipation to have a habitation with you, that his presence would be with you, and that you would be able to receive what he's already released. When I saw this, I just began to weep. I began to weep because he has designed a place for me. For me. He designed a place for me before I ever even was aware of his existence. He designed a place for me before I ever sinned. He designed a place for me before I ran in my rebellion. He designed a place for me before I even had a thought for him. But he was already there. He was camping out in that place, and he was looking over it, and he was prophesying to my soul. He was prophesying to my heart and saying, Chuck, I have a place for you. Jonathan, I have a place for you. Robert, I have a place for you. He was saying it. He was inviting us to it. He was creating a sanctuary for us before we ever knew him. The spirit of prophecy has been released on your behalf. The spirit of prophecy has the breakthrough has been released out of on your behalf, out of his desire to habitate with you. And I began to weep, because sometimes when I'm trying to come to him, I don't understand that. Because sometimes when I'm trying to come to him, other things get in my way, distractions get in my way, thoughts get in my way, and I don't recognize the power of what he's been decreeing for 3,000 years already. He's been decreeing these things. He's been just having an expectation for these moments that I would spend with him. And there's been times when I would try to come to Him, and then I would just feel I had to walk away because I didn't find the thing that I was looking for at that moment. But I can tell you, by the Spirit, it's already happening for you. And by the Spirit, it's there for you every day, every moment, every time. If you'll just take a moment and just turn and look and have an expectation, He's there. And as I was thinking about these things, last week, I so wanted to share this, but the Lord just said, just release a spirit of prophecy. And we began to just see the fruit of the spirit of prophecy coming across the body last week. And so I think it was just a preparation for the anticipation that was being released. And in that moment, I wanted to release those things, but as I began to ponder, I began to see that the communion table is just another extension of the same prophecy. He's taken the bread, the elements, and He's beginning to prophesy to you now. Not from the place of Christ is about to come, but from the place that Christ has already come. And now we can have, as we participate with this thing, we can have what they were not allowed to have. We can have Jesus inside of us. He's already come. And when we partake of the elements, we're partaking by the Spirit of that resurrection life. We're partaking by the Spirit of the power to change our life. We're partaking by the Spirit of the place of habitation with Him. So this morning I would like for us to, everyone just get your elements real quickly. We may run over a moment, but I want us to just pray together that we receive Him. And we receive the power of His prophecy. We receive the power of His breakthrough into our life. We receive the power of the awakening that He's already released for us. He has a plan and a purpose. Hallelujah. He has a plan and a purpose. Glory to God. Sometimes we might think that He's forgotten us. But these elements are an awakening to the promise. A reminder of His promise. A reminder of His calling. A reminder of His desire for you. It doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. His love for you is not tamed. His love for you is not set aside. It's still here. No matter what your past said, He says, I'm giving you new roots today. I'm giving you new roots today. No matter what has occurred to you recently, He's given you not only a new roots, but He's given you a new birth. Today, as we participate in this communion together, we're participating by the Spirit. This is to be an awakening of the Spirit, an awakening of His habitation. Newness of life comes in because we have the privilege to receive Him into ourselves. It was just a prophecy to those of Israel, but for us it's a reality today. Today we get to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's no longer something being set out for another future time. It's something we can have right now. Spirit and in truth. As we participate in these elements, we're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so as the last ones have their elements, hallelujah, we just lift up this bread of life. We thank You, Lord, for the bread of life, Lord, that You've given us a bread of life that comes out of Your words, that comes also out of Your Spirit. Lord, today we worship You in spirit and in truth because You've revealed to us Your Christ. You've revealed to us Your truth. You've revealed to us Your desire, Lord. The prophecy, Father, came forth thousands of years ago, but today, Lord, we get to operate and walk in it. So, Lord, as we receive this bread, Lord, we're receiving the beauty of that prophecy. We're receiving the beauty of that breakthrough. We're receiving the harvest that comes from those breakthroughs. We're receiving, Lord, that which You have promised, a habitation, a visitation and a habitation in You. So, Lord, today we receive this, the brokenness of this body for You, that we might rise up for it, that we might rise up in the fullness of the victory that You have given us in Christ Jesus, that we might rise up in the fullness of the place to walk in to You, to walk in to Father, to come home once and for all. A new birth into our home. Hallelujah, Lord. We participate. Father, we thank You for this blood that cleanses us, that washes us. This blood, Father, that quickens us, awakens us to Your destiny, awakens us to Your voice. I thank You, Lord, that this blood today, as we take and partake of this blood, Lord, we're celebrating that which was given, that which shifted us out of an Old Testament grace into a New Testament grace, Father, an empowerment, Father, to achieve what You've already declared for us, Lord, to walk into this relationship. It cleanses us for the place of relationship that we may walk in the light as You walk in the light, Lord. So, Lord, we receive this, the blood of Jesus this morning as a reminder, Lord, and as an acknowledgement that we accept Your prophecy to be with You. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Something just shifted. When we receive His promise, we're receiving all the glory that comes with it. We're receiving the change that comes with it. Oh, I thank You, Lord. I thank You for the anticipation. Let it come to fruition in every heart. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. We love you. God bless y'all.